Have you ever wanted to learn a new language? Maybe you were inspired by a recent international trip, became obsessed with a foreign film or TV show, wanted to communicate better with a loved one, or just felt like developing a new skill. With Rosetta Stone, learning a new language is easier than you thought. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Japanese, Dutch, and more. Learning is immersive and designed for long-term retention, so you fully learn to speak, listen, and even think in that language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Today, Facebook is off the antitrust hook, but Instagram isn't. Spotify opens podcast ads up more widely. PayPal will charge you more to collect payments from customers. And the mobile app that tricked ad agency people into giving up their Facebook credentials. It's Tuesday, June 29th, 2021. Happy National Statistics Day, India. I'm Todd Maffin from EngageQ Digital, and here's what you missed today in digital marketing. An antitrust suit against Facebook by the American trade regulator in several states was shot down yesterday by a federal judge who said there wasn't enough evidence presented that the company has a monopoly on social media. The bar for monopoly said the judge was Facebook controlling 60% of the market. But it may not be the end of that story. The judge said Facebook's motion to dismiss the allegations around its acquisitions of Instagram and WhatsApp weren't strong enough for him to grant them dismissal on those. Even Facebook seemed to sort of agree that things were fishy there. Rather than arguing that those purchases didn't make things worse for consumers, they said it happened too far in the past for the FTC to prosecute it. The judge said that may be true for the state's lawsuits and dismissed those, but said the FTC could prosecute it as late as they want. So we may yet see some action around there. As TechCrunch noted, Facebook should put the champagne back in the fridge, at least for now. How did the market react? Yesterday, the day of the ruling, Facebook hit its highest market value ever. It is now one of the few companies worth more than $1 trillion. The third-party social media platform Sprout Social said today it has a new integration for both Shopify and Facebook Shops, giving you a way to connect your product catalogs. Their blog post about it today was a little vague and light on details. Mostly it rambled on about how consumers expect more, blah, blah, highly engaged audiences, blah, blah, blah. But as far as I can tell, this lets you schedule products from your catalog as content to publish or drop specific products into a chat with a potential customer alongside their order history. A new report out from eMarketers shows the U.S. social commerce market is projected to grow by nearly 36% year over year in 2021. But that's still only one-tenth the size of the social commerce space in
China.
Full disclosure, our agency is a Sprout Social customer. Spotify has opened up ads for Canada, Australia, and the U.K. They launched in the U.S. this past February, and like most other platforms, you will buy based on the person, not the product. Quoting the company, advertisers have historically bought podcast ads on a title-by-title basis. And while title-based buying remains an effective way to align with trusted podcasts and hosts, an advertiser's reach is limited to a specific title. This has made it challenging to target your customers at scale. With the Spotify Audience Network, advertisers also have a broad range of easy-to-use audience-based targeting tools, including demographic targeting, geographic targeting, and even audience segment targeting, unquote. The ads will run on podcasts both on and off Spotify. Their in-house network includes shows from The Ringer, Gimlet, and Parcast, as well as third-party publishers like Viacom CBS and The Wall Street Journal. TikTok has rolled out its promoted post feature more fully along with a new name. They call them Spark Ads. And DTC advertiser David Herman tweeted out a brilliant mini strategy for running Spark Ads without having to generate your own creative. He says there are six steps. First, if you see an amazing user-generated content post about your brand on TikTok, reach out to the creator. Get them to go into Settings, under Privacy, and turn on Ad Authorization. Then, tell them to go to their individual post, click on the three dots at the bottom of the post. They'll see the Share To icons top and underneath the Add to Favorites line. On the second line, scroll to Add Settings. Follow the prompts there. They will receive a code. Take that code, send it to you, the brand, and put in Apply Authorization, and boom, you have a boosted TikTok. David's Twitter account is always full of great gems. Definitely worth a follow. He's at Herman Digital. That's H-E-R-R-M-A-N-N Digital. Some potentially bad news for people with e-commerce stores. PayPal is increasing its flat rate fees and commissions for some transactions. This will affect U.S. payments and will start August 2nd. And why? Well, in a surprisingly honest quote from one of their senior VPs, the company basically says, well, you get a lot of value from it, so we think you should pay more. In a company blog post, VP Dan Lieberman said the reason behind the increase was, quote, to better align our pricing with the value that our products and services provide. Consumers are nearly three times more likely to complete their purchase when PayPal is available at checkout, unquote. The numbers he quotes are a little strange. He's apparently referring to a ComScore survey that PayPal commissioned back in late 2017. Yes, it found that consumers who chose PayPal as a payment method are 60% more likely to convert than those who do not. But, like, why quote from 2017? Anyway, the fee increase affects the following payment products. PayPal Checkout, Pay with Venmo, PayPal Credit, Pay in 4, Pay with Rewards, and Checkout with Crypto. These move from 2.9% to 3.49%. Also, the per-transaction flat fee is jumping from 30 cents to 49 cents. When you do the math, this will actually hurt sellers of cheaper items. Quoting WeRSM.com, for example, selling a $10 item will cost an extra 2.5% just to process the payment. The total cost of processing then becomes 8.5% of the $10 charged to the client.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks to tax reform, American businesses have opened doors across our communities, investing in manufacturing, workers, and equipment, spurring millions of new jobs with higher wages and better training, and setting a new record high in corporate taxes paid to the U.S. government. America's businesses open doors. Tell Congress to keep the door of opportunity open. Protect and strengthen tax reform. Paid for by Business Roundtable.
Facebook has shut down a mobile app disguised as an ad manager that was secretly stealing the login credentials of digital agency employees. It was an Android app called Ad Manager for Facebook, but of course it wasn't from Facebook at all. Facebook says it was actually made by a small group in Vietnam who used it to compromise accounts of ad agency employees and then ran unauthorized ads. $36 million in unauthorized ads. All paid for by whatever client's ad account these guys got access to. Facebook says it has refunded these people, helped them secure their accounts, and today announced they were taking that group to court. Social platforms are fond of limiting their best features to accounts with lots of followers. You want to go live on TikTok? You need 1,000 followers. You want Twitter's super follows? You need 10,000 followers. And one of the most desired follower-gated features is the swipe up link on Instagram stories. For that, you either need to be verified on the platform or have 10,000 followers. And now, Instagram is testing letting anyone have that feature, sort of. Rather than a swipe up, it'll be a sticker, When people tap your link sticker, they'll go directly to the website you specify. I don't need to tell you what a big deal this could potentially be for people who sell things. The test group is quite small for now, and they wouldn't commit to any wider rollout. The only thing they did say for sure is that this is only for the vertical format. They have no plans to let people tap links in feed posts. And finally, today, Facebook, still unable to come up with any original ideas of its own, launched yet another clone of a successful online business, this time copying Substack, the newsletter subscription service. They call theirs Bulletin and say, for the time being, they're not going to take a cut off of the subscription fees. Also, they're not accepting any signups. They've got a stable of big names and nobody can start or move their newsletter there yet. Twitter is in this game too, having bought the newsletter platform Revue. Full disclosure, we use Substack for our daily email newsletter. What's that you say? What newsletter? Well, I'll tell you. It comes out every day, contains everything you hear in the podcast and more, videos, links, images, newsletter exclusive content. It costs $5 a month for the daily edition, or you can choose to pay nothing and get a basic issue every Friday. You can find it at todayindigital.com/newsletter or tap the link in today's episode notes. It's time to lay down. So yeah, hot again yesterday. Lytton, BC did actually crack the Las Vegas all-time heat record. I went to my optometrist for my two-year appointment. She was looking deep into my eyes with my contact lenses in, and she said, you know, you have these in backwards? I guess on the very, very edge of them, when you're looking closely, they've got a little notification of what type it was. And I said, I'm pretty sure I didn't put them in backwards. I usually, like you guys, put a left sticker on the box for the left eyes and a right sticker on the box for the right eyes. And I follow that really closely. And she said, is there anyone at home who can take a picture of those stickers with the prescription? So I texted my wife. She did that. I showed the pictures to the optometrist. The optometrist staff, 2 years ago, put the wrong stickers on the wrong boxes. They put left eye on the right eye box and right eye on the left eye box. For 2 years, I have been wearing my contact lenses backwards. 2 years! And I was getting eye strain and I could not figure out for the life of me why. Well, just to show you, like everything in life, trust but verify. Talk to you tomorrow. Leave all your
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.